Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
Good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. We have a Saturday morning, May 39, live on the WRJI AM 1340, FM 100.1, and worldwide on WRJI.com.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, sir.
How are you doing today?
A little chilly.
Yeah, it is, man. Yes, the last two mornings.
I ain't got over 100 degrees yet.
Yeah, well, I mean, yesterday it finally warmed up in the later in the day, but felt like it was just getting colder.
It's like 48 degrees this morning.
Yeah. We haven't felt a north wind in probably 6 months or more, so that's makes a big difference which way the wind's blowing.
It blows
right through this old man.
It's like
it's gonna get worse older I get.
It's like hot, but it's cold, but it doesn't matter how cold.
Yeah. I've had the windows up in my house about a week or more, and it's been nice, but in the last couple of mornings, it's been a little chilly in there.
I don't even know if our windows open.
She don't want you crawling out of them. She got them nailed down.
No, I don't want him complaining about it being too cold.
Steve wouldn't complain.
Yeah, 100 degrees outside. That was cold.
I hear you. That's fine. We got blankets all over our house. People come over.
I got a blanket.
We got blankets and napkins and
sweatshirts. And I'll get you a Carolina Fresh sweatshirt.
That'll work.
You put it on in there.
You told me nice that 20 years ago, though. I still haven't seen it.
I'll go out there and buy some.
It takes time to make a good product. So make sure I get you one. You decide on the color, and I'll work on getting it for you.
I like the green you have on.
Yeah. Those are good.
We had the age-old debate last night. Should we turn the heat on or not?
Oh, come on. Now. And it's not even Halloween.
It's too early.
We didn't.
No, all these guys been at football games all night. Yeah. And they need some heat.
Yeah, well, Matt might when he got home last night. But that's a conversation that never happened in my house. Me and Teresa always try to make it to Thanksgiving, but we can't do it. It gets too cold about 2 weeks before Thanksgiving. My parents know. My poor mom, she comes over and to see us, and she has her jacket on all the time. So.
I'm blaming her.
She just knows it ain't going to be warm in there.
When you see your breath in the house, it's time
to... For Christmas last year, I gave them both like 2 degrees temperature up when they came over.
I've never been to your house. Been inside your house because it's always warmer outside than it was.
I try to keep you outside when you come over, but we let Rhonda come in.
Yeah.
She's been in several times.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the weather's changing. It's nice. It's looks like we are going to get some rain tomorrow. So that nor'easter has been punishing Charleston down there with high tides and all that stuff. It's coming slowly, working its way up South Carolina.
Is it a nor'easter
if it's That's in Charleston? That's what they say, but it's in North Charleston.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why they call it that. I guess it's nothing to do with Easter.
I thought it was like a storm in New England.
They're calling it nor'easter. I guess because it's moving. Well, it's actually moving northwest. So I don't know. Maybe the thing's spinning, and we get those little like a squall or something out there.
A squall.
I like that name better.
We'll have to do our homework on that. Yeah. We'll report back next week.
We won't have any more Fujikura.
No Fujiwara effect.
Fujiwara effect because there's only one storm.
So. I love the tropical storm.
It's like probably a tropical depression, really, but it's spinning and coming up. So we'll get some rain tomorrow, and if you're going to the Cowboys-Panthers game, it's probably going to be nasty and wet.
It's going to be bad tomorrow afternoon.
I don't know. I don't know when it's coming, but.
It's going to be some sprinkles, but it would be a wash.
I guess we'll have to wait and see about 50, that.
50% is more than...
I was going to do some aerating tomorrow, but I had to wait and see. Maybe I'll just rest.
You need to watch the Panthers.
I'll watch that too, yeah. I watched them last week till it was 17-0, and then I got up and went outside and then...
And missed
Teresa it. Come, no, Teresa came and said, they scored. I'm like, oh, good. And then she came back about 15 minutes later. They're about to score again. I'm like, okay, I'm coming back in now. I can't waste 3 hours sitting there watching like a beat down like the Patriots beat them, but I don't know. Well, I used to. I've been 30-something years watching this, and...
The Patriots,
I've had my foot feel of it, I guess, maybe.
Patriots played an awesome game.
Yeah, they did. Got that little quarterback from Tar Heel, Drake May. He's really good.
It was two punt returns that had been playing.
Yeah, I mean, that's a... don't get me started with special teams.
They've always had special team problems.
Yeah. Well, I say congratulations to all the high school teams won last night. Thursday night. South Point played, and then Fort Mill gave Northwestern everything they wanted last night.
They did.
Who's undefeated right now?
The only one around here undefeated is Indian Land.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One.
That's
and
it.
And they have a date with the Trojans Halloween night.
That's going to be a good one.
Halloween brawl.
Gonna be must listen radio
cage match.
That's right.
Are you gonna be hollering that one?
Yes, sir.
I better be.
And Chris Miller on your call.
The A team is back for the end of the year here. I'm trying to work out. I want to see my granddaughter's trick or treat, but I'll probably get to the game right after toward the end of the first quarter, maybe. Ooh, like it. All right, we're going to take our first break, and we'll be right back with the Garden of the Bench.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Have you noticed an unusually quiet backyard recently? Less singing and chirping coming from nearby trees? This doesn't mean your feathered friends have already migrated. Actually, most are undergoing their annual molt, which is the changing of feathers, and birds desire extra rest and solitude during this time. So make sure you continue to offer a source of healthy food with stocked bird feeders nearby. Get your seed at Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
The weatherman's predicting a tough winter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
Make sure you're ready for Old Man Winter. Call me, Benny Etter, and we'll keep you warm all winter long. Call 803-327-7100.
I went to a garden party to reminisce with my old friends. A chance to share old memories and play our songs again.
When I got to the okay, the garden party. We have it every couple of weeks.
Yeah, we got a garden party going on here. There's also a harvest fest downtown today if you want to come down there. There's merry-go-rounds and dachshund races. Some dachshund races and all kind of games and fun stuff to do down there. So if you see some wheat straw, that came from Carolina Fresh Farms.
I don't remember that one.
Yeah, well, they have a lot of stuff. They had one 2 or 3 weeks ago that got canceled because we had that little rain, which wasn't really mountains as much. So it's good. The weather is good today for that, and tomorrow rain will come in here. But
I'm going down there. A lot of city events, but I don't remember that one.
Yeah, and I got a big poster here in front of me, the 42nd annual Boo Ha Ha.
Okay.
It's coming up. So that is October 25th.
Boo Ha Ha.
Which today is the 11th. So 2 weeks away for that thing. 11 to 1, Fountain Park. Matt and all them will be down there, sure.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff. I think the theme this year's looks Wizard of Ozzy.
Yeah. Featuring characters from the wonderful Wizard of Oz.
We're off to see.
Who are you going to be, Matt?
Matt's
the lion.
The cowardly lion.
You look like the lion.
The wizard.
To say
I'll be the voice behind the curtain.
Yeah.
Catherine playing Glenda.
I don't know if they've assigned those or they've farmed them out or they
I didn't know, or
get some real professionals. I can too.
I can see her playing Glenda.
And she's one of the most creative people around. Oh. So that would
You doing something else, Matt.
Catherine.
I know Matt doing something else.
The oldest daughter, like, as you call it.
Picking up trash or something.
Yeah.
The oldest child.
Running cables.
Yeah, something like that.
Barbara Bell.
Anything to help the team.
It says no pets, though. So
leave Rhonda, your pets at home.
Don't bring Steve down there.
Uh-huh. I won't. I'm going to York anyway. We're having a little neighborhood reunion. All the kids I grew up with.
She's right. A lemon.
Growing up in Canada.
Growing
I see your
up
shirt.
Canon. Yep.
By the way, my 40th reunion ended in an awesome Saturday night party, and it was awesome. We had over 100 people there.
The top hat
got a nice
good.
Picture. I got lucky and nobody else wore a top hat but me. So I was gambling on nobody wearing one. So
you look good.
It went over well. I like it. I think I'll probably keep that in my repertoire and wear it again sometime. So 1985 is such a twist of your brain when you see people and you look at them and just like. Some of them I've seen, but some of them I hadn't seen in that long, so it's something else.
My problem was in the 70s, I didn't like them, so I won't like them now.
I don't know how you succeeded in business with you not liking people. Must have been Tommy.
Or the guy that shot his billboard.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, good gosh. Could anything else? Right. No wonder you got surprised when I got shot one time.
Hey, I would have done it myself. I'd have got that bitch.
Yeah.
Free
I would have helped you do it, yeah. I was going to get a Carolina Fresh billboard and shoot it a couple of times.
I would have told him and walked up to us at lunch and said he was bad enough to shoot
you. Yeah.
I ain't been shot yet. You have it on the billboard.
Well, people, if you don't know, this happened a long time ago. There's a billboard right by the Walgreens at Mount Gallant and Celanese. And whoever had this idea of putting Steve's face on a billboard.
That would have been his brother, Tommy.
His brother, Tommy. Because Tommy didn't want any part of this. So.
Miss Cherry and Tommy came up.
So they put his big ad up there. Get him in, get him growing, and all that stuff. And then...
I got a picture
one young
of
man,
somewhere.
Yeah, one young man decided to shoot it.
He wasn't
one
young.
Night. Now, where was the actual bullet hole at on the sign?
Right cheek.
That's something I've never asked. So he hit you in the face with this bullet.
He made front page news on the Herald for 3 days.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we had a newspaper back then because
you could afford that.
It would have been all over the place now. Instagram and
yeah, who
we,
shot?
We need to find that. Need to find that picture.
Worldwide news.
Were you married then?
No,
you weren't married. It's been more than
we didn't like each other.
We weren't dating then.
Rhonda's the one that held the gun, held the end of it.
She might have.
Aim helped him aim.
She liked aim.
So how many years ago was this? What, 30 years? 25-ish? How long have y'all been married?
We've been married 25 years.
Okay, so it's got to be pushing 30, probably.
30, 35.
1987, I remember.
87?
Right.
Okay, well, it's be 38 years then.
It went up from 85 until 90.
What time of year was it?
Summer.
Summer.
It,
well, the Walgreens and all that wasn't there, and was not as much. The Celanese was like a 2-lane road.
Yeah. It was, but it had a lot looks of like traffic.
eight lane racetrack. Yeah,
there was like a little bait store.
Right there. It was a little gas station thing there or something. That
that's where the Walgreens is.
Sold illegal beer to kids or something.
I think Steve might have done it himself, and he was just trying to like capitalize on the who shot JR
kind of
deal. That was the same time.
Who shot
it
Steve?
It was the same time.
That was the same time frame.
That was something, boy. What a fun segment that was. I enjoyed that. I love to hear Matt laugh. All right, we'll be right back.
Rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, carolinafreshfarms.com.
I'm Benny Etter. There's never been a better time to keep the air clean in your home and business.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
And with the cold weather ahead, there's never been a better time to start saving money by replacing your old heating system with a new modern high-efficiency unit. Call us and keep your family warm and healthy this winter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call AirTech at 327-7100.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Have you noticed an unusually quiet backyard recently? Less singing and chirping coming from nearby trees? This doesn't mean your feathered friends have already migrated. Actually, most are undergoing their annual molt, which is the changing of feathers, and birds desire extra rest and solitude during this time. So make sure you continue to offer a source of healthy food with stocked bird feeders nearby. Get your seed at Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
I shot the sheriff, but I didn't shoot no deputy.
I remember that, but I remember that version.
That's so funny. Smile on Steve's face. He wasn't a sheriff, but he got shot. Well, thank goodness you really didn't get shot.
He was the sheriff of Rolling Hills.
Yeah.
They didn't shoot the deputy.
Yeah, Tommy, they didn't shoot him.
They left the deputy
alone. That's why Tommy didn't want his picture up there.
He didn't.
Tommy let you be the face of the thing. You're know, more social.
I don't know if lead is the right word.
Tommy's brains behind operation.
I think he kind of pushed me into it.
He did. You're the older brother. Lead the way.
Older, better looking.
It's really amazing that y'all worked that long together. I mean, that's a long time for.
We lived together for 12 years.
It's a testament to your family. That's pretty awesome because that is not true for everybody. Two brothers can always not work together.
In the early years, we got one big fight a year.
I'm sure you had blowouts here.
And our mother refereed.
Oh, really?
And she died. We could have fights. So
put you in the yard.
Refereed. Nobody to break it up.
Yeah, it wasn't any fun anymore if nobody told you to quit. Well, I'm sure you had your times, but it was pretty amazing to work that long together. And live together.
He was more like my mother than I was more like my daddy.
Yeah.
And they had a few blow-ups, too.
Yeah. And the fact that y'all found somebody to marry you, that's another amazing fact.
I didn't find anybody. She found
Rhonda
me.
Rhonda found lucky, yeah. Rhonda chasing you down.
When I first met her, we did not get along.
Yeah, I know y'all didn't like each other. That was part of the attraction, I guess.
So. She thought she was God's gift to the world, and I knew I was. So yeah.
She's wondering about that decision now, but it's too late now.
I don't know about that.
She's smiling over there. She loves you.
She takes care of me, I have to say that. Yeah.
We got two women that love us. That's good.
One for her, I'd be in
feed
trouble.
Us and take care of us and all that good stuff.
That's it.
All right. Well, we had a giant week at the store. I'm so happy to say that it was, if not the biggest week ever. I'm sitting here saying this in the middle of October, which is nuts. It's almost like springtime over there. But I had a bunch of landscapers laying. Three landscapers laid 2.5 acres of grass. Basically Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and one guy's finishing up today. But
that was a sizable chunk of
change. Crazy. That's craziness. So we did over $100,000 Wednesday and Thursday.
Wow, so that is amazing.
Yeah, store's going nuts. I told you we were way up in September. We're going to be way up in October. And
how much was the sod on that?
How much was the sod money wise?
$50,000.
It's about $5,500 a truck. And there was for about 12, 13 trucks, probably. So
I was way on.
Yeah, I had seven trucks of sod yesterday going all over the place. Actually, I had three this morning. So the whole company, I looked at the trucks, they had four trucks going out today, and I had three out of the four. So it was Rock Hill dominated.
You get an attaboy.
We've actually moved up. We and the hierarchy, there's seven stores, and I've always been right at five, and I've slid into the third spot.
Wow. Now, so congratulations. That's good. So
the number one store over in Duncan Lyman over there, that guy's been there 30 years. So he's way ahead of everybody. Then our next store is Aiken, and then I'm in the third spot now.
About number one is Greenville.
Yeah, well, he is Greenville. Okay. The store is really located in Duncan over there. So, but he services Greenville, I guess. So.
We got to pick something up one time.
That was the second store. The first was Columbia, the farm in Columbia, and then.
And we used to buy from Columbia.
Yeah, we used to buy from the farm, I guess. That's all we had. We didn't have outlets.
For the farm.
It's a pretty good idea to have outlets and then sell the sod through the outlets. So it's a branch out.
Back in Elbridge, you get a half a trailer.
Yeah. You couldn't get one pallet, and that was kind of the problem. So.
You got to have a trailer that was a whole trailer.
Yeah, a big opportunity to give people the smaller amount of sod they want.
But that was everybody.
So even today, if you just need one roll of sod, you just call and order it, and we'll get it for you. So you don't have to order a pallet or... You can. I mean, I'm more than happy to. My guy's loving it. People order a pallet, just take a forklift, set it in there instead of 13 rolls has to be hand loaded in there.
What started it was mass building the small communities.
Mm-hmm.
We had some over off of Aiden Harris.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember the name of the subdivision now. But I took plants for six houses at one time.
Oh, wow. Just line them up.
Drop this here, this here, this here, right in the row. And the side of the truck was right behind me. Yeah.
Well, building is not going to slow down in the Carolinas for a long time. So this area of the country is prospering. A lot of areas of the country aren't. But
well, with sod, can you put it down any time of the year?
You really can. We don't encourage people to put down warm season grass basically after Thanksgiving, but I mean we sell it year round actually. So
pretty fair to put down Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I was just curious because I felt like in the wintertime it might not.
Well, if it happened to get to zero or something, that's not a great scenario for
we
it.
We all get that cold.
But what you do have to do, you have to keep it damp. In the winter, which usually we get rain once a week once the winter starts, but the humidity is very low, so it dries out. You don't realize it because it's cold, but you want to sprinkle it maybe once a week if we didn't get rain. But
okay.
I say we usually do, though. So, all right, we're going to take our last break, I do believe, and we'll be right back. The Gardener's Bench.
This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
If your heating and air conditioning system is over 10 years old, why not invest in a new modern unit and immediately save up to 40% on your energy costs?
Call AirTech Heating and Air.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Have you noticed an unusually quiet backyard recently? Less singing and chirping coming from nearby trees? This doesn't mean your feathered friends have already migrated. Actually, most are undergoing their annual molt, which is the changing of feathers, and birds desire extra rest and solitude during this time. So make sure you continue to offer a source of healthy food with stocked bird feeders nearby. Get your seed at Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Okay, we're back to the finale of the garbage speech.
Finale. For our favorite song week. Playing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Lovely day. Get out there today, and you will not, we'll probably not be able to do outdoor activities tomorrow. So, we'll do something outside today.
There's a breeze out there this morning.
Yeah, so put you a jacket or a sweatshirt or something on. And
they said it would be kind of cold this morning.
So. I wear shorts a lot, and went out to dinner the other night. I put on a pair of pants. It's kind of nice.
Jean time. You're not wrapped too tight when you know that.
Jean time's coming up. It's always nice when fall comes and you put your jeans back on. Rhonda's got hers on this morning.
And my sweatshirt.
Yeah.
He acts like these people that are 200 pounds heavier than him running out in shorts.
Your nephews wore shorts a year later.
But they were 200 plus pounds, too.
Hey, what's it?
Whoa, now. Easy.
Matt wears them.
I got his short pants on over here.
Yeah. My buddy I went to college with.
He's heavier.
Okay.
I almost say
I'm not heavier.
My mama said I'm big boned.
Yeah.
That's right.
Keeps him warm in the winter.
He's just a big guy.
My buddy come up from Florida, went to college with Bobby, and he determined not to wear pants. And he used to wear shorts all during the winter up here, and he struggled sometimes, I'm going to tell you.
Well, Matthew Shiglin, we need to wrap this up.
Yeah.
Well, come on. Hours today.
Farmer's Market's still open today. Go down there, having a Harvest Fest downtown, Fountain Park. Go down there and check it all out. And Carolina Fresh is open right now from 8 to 2 o'clock today. Come on, help us finish our awesome week we had here. So,
if you sell 3 trailers today, y'all have a good start.
That's good. It's a good start. That's right. So, enjoyed it, Steve.
Okay, you too. We'll see you next week on radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI.